Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of Leadership Bits, where every bit counts. First of all, I'd like to start by welcoming the thousands of new listeners since the previous episode. You're all so very welcome over here. Good to see you. If you have any comments, you can always find my email below in the show notes. Feel free, I always reply, or at least try to. And always know that you can get more of all this goodness on my site by signing up for my newsletter that gets exclusive insights every week. You can see the URL for that in the show notes as well. And now back to our regular programming. This week, I want to talk about something that I hear from every single client. We all want to get better. We know we can do better. And we know that we deserve it. We know that we have the right talent to get more out of them. We know we can deliver better. Every client of mine can tell me a place where they are lacking, where they want to improve, and that's naturally why they call me up. Today, I'd like to share with you a bit of my secret sauce, and that's when you want to start and bootstrap a change within your organization, you are best to start by having some very quick wins. You want people to see improvement right away so that they get committed to the whole change you're driving for. No one believes in change that's going to happen in like a year. In order to get a quick win, you do not need to start from scratch or import lots of best practices from outside your organization. What I'd like to do is to first assess your team's and organization's current strengths and find pockets of expertise. It is usually not the case that your organization is lacking in something across the whole organization. Usually, we can find places where the bar is higher, where people are performing better, where people are actually doing it as good as you'd like to see it or closer. This is your secret sauce because you can get this and see how best to make everyone get to this level. The Heath brothers wrote in the Switch book that this is called finding the bright spots. Alan Weiss calls this internal best practices. I have been calling this leveling the bar. Before we can raise it, we have to level it so that we bring our entire organization to the same level, and from that point on, we can keep on moving. Now, how do you create that? Once you found those pockets of expertise, you need to identify what makes them better. And trust me, if you're a cynic and you're hearing this and you're thinking, yeah, that's the only team with people who know what to do, you are most often wrong. Yeah, you might have some people with more experience there, but it doesn't mean that you cannot get the same results from your current talent in the other teams. Assess what makes the current team better. What are their practices? What are they doing differently? How are they approaching it? And what have they learned in order to be more productive doing that? Maybe we're talking about reliable monitoring. Maybe it's making sure pull requests don't wait for years. Maybe they onboard new employees super fast. I don't know what you're talking about. But whatever it is, make sure that you understand what makes them different. And then the next step is to level them up and make them the change catalysts. They should plan out how to share this knowledge with the entire team, the entire organization. Maybe we're talking about a single brown bag lunch where they discuss it. Maybe it's an actual mentoring process that's going to take place over a month. I don't know. The thing is that you can trust on your people to actually get better results if they share what they're good at. I've seen this time and again, and I've done this myself as an individual contributor at many companies. You can push things forward simply by letting people step up and do the right thing. We all feel empowered when we actually share our expertise. And by doing that, you get very, very quick wins. Establishing this momentum, you can now move on to more difficult things. The next step might be moving on to find another pocket of expertise that you want to enable across your entire organization. And it might be something bigger that does require getting outside help like I do. The important thing is that you want to ensure that you start with this momentum and you keep on going. You want to see win after win after win. And these first wins help everyone feel better and help everyone take part in this initiative. That's the way you drive change in organizations. And that's something just this morning I was talking to a CEO and telling him that's the only way for him to make sure that what's important to him actually gets done. So to recap, in order to raise the bar, you have to first level it. Otherwise, the people who are good are gonna get better, but you're not likely to get all the rest to improve. Level the bar before you raise it so you get improvements across the whole team. That's where the biggest wins lie. Your next step right now is to think, what pocket of expertise do you have in your organization that you want to exploit and make bigger? You want to make a hole in that pocket, I think. If you want to read more about this, I highly recommend the book Switch by the Heath Brothers. It talks exactly about how you can improve your team's capacity and drive change within it with some great anecdotes. If you have a pocket already in mind that you want to exploit, hit me up with an email I'd love to hear. And as usual, if you have any comments and remarks, feel free to send me an email directly. And if you like this, please share, subscribe, retweet, put it on TikTok, whatever. Thank you very much. Until next time.